Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. At last night's Upper Hunter Shire Council meeting, it was decided that Scone Library would be relocated to the ground floor of Campbell's Corner. In March this year, Council purchased the building in Scone for $3 million, and Council has been considering a recommendation the library be moved to the top floor of the building. There has been a structural assessment done and concerns about access considered. But Mayor Maurice Colson says not everyone is happy with the decision to go on the ground floor instead of the top, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
We decided to put that library downstairs in the vacant large area off Kelly Street and fill that spot, number one, and hopefully that will work and keep applying for grant funding and make it bigger and better and more beautiful. Yeah, there's fours and against. I mean, the public, yeah. the ones I hear around the street, they want it downstairs.
The notorious stretch of the New England Highway at Whittingham will be getting some more improvements. It's been made possible after money was saved on the last lot of $3.29 million worth of upgrade works that were delivered on an 8-kilometre section of the highway. With resurfacing work done, the speed limit reduced, new lighting, barriers, a wide centre line, signage and more rumble strips. Now further 900 metres of road will be getting resurfaced and a wide centre line installed on the Moody's Creek Bridge approaches. That work will be delivered in the first half of 2021. The Hunter Valley Rural Fire Service says the Upper Hunter got out of the weekend of hot weather unscathed, considering the hot and dry windy conditions. The temperature peaked at 44 degrees at Singleton on Sunday, and today the temperature is much the same, but there isn't the strong westerly wind that was blowing over the weekend, adding to the increased fire risk. The Hunter Valley manager of the RFS, Ken Heppelwaite, says at this stage today the conditions are still quite good.
There may be a chance of a bit of a late southerly change sometime through, but we just need to bear in mind that if fires do start and we do have those wind changes, that we just need to be mindful that sometimes the fires can change direction to what we originally thought they were going to be.
And motorists are being asked to take extra care on the roads as headers and trucks make their way across the state for a big cropping season. It's already been underway for the last couple of months, but a big harvest means there are more heavy vehicles, farm machinery and grain movements across the state, so road users are being urged to be patient, slow down and allow extra travel time. Also take care changing lanes and don't overtake big vehicles unless you're sure it's safe. An awareness campaign run by Transport for New South Wales in partnership with GrainCorp has been promoted road safety messages on strategically placed electronic message signs along key harvest routes throughout the season. The W League draw has been unveiled and it looks like the ladies will be playing back-to-back home games to kick off the season. Jets coach Ash Wilson had no complaints when the draw was released to see that the start to the season had the potential for the women to start a strong campaign. Newcastle hasn't unveiled their squad yet but will kick off against the Brisbane Roar at the end of the month at No. 2 Sports Ground in Newcastle. The ladies will be playing a doubleheader with their A-League counterparts in January at McDonald Jones Stadium as well. And that's your latest in local news and sport.